And I thought I'd choose smoking as a way of illustrating it. And by smoking, I mean cigarettes, pipes, cigars, snuff, mm-hmm. all variations on the same thing. And the other thing I want to do, well, I'll start off straight away, is where did you buy cigarettes in Barrick and in Scholes 50 years ago? Can I bring it down to 30 years? Any advances on 30 years?
Never smoked.
No idea.
No one's...
What does it call that shop? Just below... It's on flats now. Just below the Barleycorn. Mrs...
Oh, in Scholes.
Oh, in Scholes.
Can't remember.
I think you're the only person from Scholes here tonight.
Oh,
which is interesting. So,
Mrs. Cardwell.
Mrs. Cardwell, there we are. So she ran a corner shop.
She had a little shop.
But did she sell just tobacco, or did she sell? Was she a general store?
When we moved to Scholes in 73, I only went in that shop once, and she'd rows of beans, Heinz beans. I'll never
forget. What you remember?
Yeah, and some packets of things. It might have been flour, things like that.
Well, so before we go much...
Can we just ask where that was then?
Just the Barleycorn Inn, just below it.
By below, you mean
next to it?
Towards the coronation tree.
There's some flats.
Made into houses.
Used to be donkey years ago, a brewery belonging to the Barleycorn. There used to be Mr. Shipham, who lives.
Yes. Henry Shipham.
Yes.
Yeah.
His father used it as a butcher's, butchery or something like that. And also a brewery at the back of the shop. And now it's been made into to flats, I think there's about three.
Okay. So there's one shop in Scholes of undefined goods.
And then there used to be another shop where Satnan's is.
Yes, on the corner shop.
Now, what do they call them?
Well, but it was there as a shop, yes.
That might, I think that probably sold.
But you don't know for certain?
No.
No. How about in Barrick?
Did they used to have a licence shops to sell tobacco? I thought I've seen it above, licence to sell tobacco.
Yeah. I don't know, there again, that's something that we'll have to sort out. I've no idea.
I just seem to remember seeing it above shops.
Yes, I think you're right.
I suppose they could have bought cigarettes from the public houses, couldn't they? Sometimes they had an off sale,
couldn't
they?
Because above a public house, it said
liquor and tobacco.
License to sell wine, spirits, liquors, and tobacco.
Tobacco, that's right, yes.
So they would, that's right.
Yeah.
I think.
That's what I mean.
Well, if I'm in Barrick, I would have thought that they, certainly the pubs would. Then that's three outlets. But the shop and post office.
There were two separate.
Yes, there were two. Yes. I'm just trying to think. Going back to 1976, which is when we.
Well, they certainly sold them at the newsagents.
Oh yes. Not the Bookocks.
Yes.
Did the Bookocks sell them as well?
Perhaps they didn't.
I can't picture it there. Certainly the newsagents would have done. Yeah.
Well, off licence, one was the corner shop. Before that was Mr. Wood. Morris Wood. But I don't know. Anyway. We're hazy on that. We've forgotten 30 years back. really.
Because it's not very healthy, is it, to smoke? So if you were smoking 50 years ago, are you still about? Yeah.
Okay. Well, before we get too deep into it, I'd like to know who has never smoked. And by never smoked, you know, never bought a packet of cigarettes or anything.
Oh,
so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, wow.
Goody goodies.
How many, who's left?
Not even four cigarettes.
No. Is there anybody in here who smokes?
Not now. Oh, I did do that.
So,
30 years ago.
So
very occasional.
So there are two, two part-time, pastime smokers.
I did try when I was 17.
Well, yeah, we all did that.
But there's a but here.
No, I didn't
get into it because I was a terrific knitter in those days. And I mean, I knit. Yes. I even knit for the village shop. Well, a bit before I was probably only 14. But, so I couldn't knit and I couldn't smoke. And when I was in hospital, and the doctor said to me, "Do you smoke?" I said, "Oh, no." I said, "I have tried." And I told him, he says, "Well, I've heard some good answers, but I've never heard one like that."
Yes, right, so, yeah.
That was...
smoke coming from me knitting.
Yeah.
No, it couldn't. No, it was dirty. Smoking is dirty.
So quickly.
Can I ask another question then? Yeah. How many people's parents smoked?
Yes.
Oh, everybody apart from one.
Mm. My parents didn't.
No, that's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. What a difference.
Yes.
Mm. So it really is starting to say to me that the recent legislation to stop people smoking was after the thing had actually started. Mm. In other words, people of our generation, if I can generalise in that way, said no, basically.
Can I just say, I don't think, it must be a very elite group, because when I was a teenager and right up to being in my 40s and beyond, I was the odd one out.
Right, yes.
So, you know.
Yeah, yes, indeed.
Well, I would support that. Yes, because when I was a late teenager at university, I was in a minority of one, I think. Yeah. Almost everybody's.
Yes. Well, I was the same in the army,
I
think, generally. Yeah. Now, let's move on talking of this sort of thing. I can remember reading a newspaper sometime just after a budget in the early 50s saying cigarettes are going to cost, is it fourpence each? Old money, fourpence. Something like that. I was thinking, God, what a lot of money that is. And how many people know how much 20 cigarettes cost now?
No, I don't.
£8.
£8?
£8?
Oh,
you stagger me. £8. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm learning a lot, you know. I thought I'd done all this work here. Let me get down to a few more things, like what's involved in smoking? I've got cigarettes, pipes, cigars, and snuff. Anything else? Well, you've got the chewing tobacco. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Is that legal, chewing tobacco?
Well, it was, because miners used to protect their land, and that was all they could have.
Right.
My husband sold that right up to, well, it's certainly 1980s and beyond. Yeah.
My grandparents had a sweet tobacconist shop down York Road, and they sold the tobacco twist to the miners on their way to work.
Oh, right.
Right.
The leaf twisted or something? Or?
They broke it off. Didn't they broke it off and chewed and afraid they spit it out?
Now, I've heard of twist tobacco, but my father used to talk about it. You used to cut it and put it in a pipe.
It was in packets.
Yeah.
And I think they just...
Yes.
A special knife for cutting it. And then he'd do that with his hands, rub it together, and then put it in his pipe.
You see,
when
did you last see somebody with a pipe?
Oh,
this month?
Yes, I would say so.
I looked again. Mm. Because it's such a rare thing.
You've seen it.
I would say, yeah, it's not too long ago. No, but yeah. We always comment, oh, look, somebody's smoking a pipe. Because Jack smoked a pipe at one time.
Yeah.
A lot of the miners used to chew thick twist. Because it helped to clear the dust out of the mouth.
Oh, is that really the reason?
Or well, they probably got hooked on it, but...
Addicted, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what my granddad used to do. That.
That's what was his excuse for it, was it? Probably. That he cleared his throat.
They said it got the dust going down the throat.
Well, apocryphal tale, maybe. I don't know. It's an interesting comment, that. Yeah.
Did anyone but miners ever chew it?
I never came across chewing tobacco. Never.
Said about chewing tobacco. I think this was probably the reason why on the buses it said no spitting, and in fact spit. I think
it used to say that in my hometown, and no, there wasn't a miner within 100 miles of there.
Was TB, wasn't it?
Yes, it was to cut down the spread of TB.
I was just thinking that possibly this theory of actually chewing tobacco to sort of counteract the dust, that you'd probably keep spitting it out.
Well, you'd have to, wouldn't you?
Yeah, so...
You'd have to. But certainly, I think the messages on the buses were for TB.
Oh, I often wondered.
Yes. Yeah. I was told that some time ago, I don't know.
Certainly, if people remember Leeds trams, it always used to say no spitting on those.
Yes, yeah, well, it was common in all buses. I wouldn't be surprised if there weren't a regulation about it at that time. Yeah. Anyway, right, okay.
What about going to the cinema?
Oh, well, we're getting on to that. You're jumping ahead.
No, I mean the smoke.
What I'd like to do is talk about what's involved in smoking. You need your tobacco for a start. You need something to light it. Except my mother smoked constantly and lit the next cigarette.
Oh, really?
I tell you this, she did. So that, you know, matches, obviously. Lighters and matches, you know, pipe smokers tended to use matches. Yes. Mm-hmm. Don't know why.
Oh, my dad sometimes used
spills.
Tapers.
Spills. Oh, well, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. That's
from
another
the fire.
One that I have.
From the fire, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Then when you've got a pipe and you've been using it for some time, you need a pipe cleaner.
Mm.
Yeah.
So push it down the stem and bring out all that horrible gunge that didn't go down into your lungs. Going back to national service, I remember chaps came in same time as me with their players or senior service smoking, you know, the best cigarettes. And after they got their first pay packet, if they hadn't got a girlfriend at home who supplied them with the best cigarettes every time they went on leave, they used to have to downgrade, and they bought
Woodbines.
If they were from the Midlands, they bought Park Drive.
Oh.
And some people just were different. They used to smoke Players' Weights, I think. Those were the three lower brands.
My father used to buy Craven A.
Oh, that's going up.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, oh, yes. So if I can extend this progression from good quality Craven A, in the army, after a while, when they couldn't afford Woodbines either, what they used to do is save the tab ends, as they called it, and you know, you accumulate them, and when you've got enough, you've got your Rizzler papers out and put them into a machine, and you rolled your own, and you smoked that.
Horrid.
That really was the end of the road. Nothing more you could do beyond that.
That's the bottom end.
So that's my remembering of it, you know, in the army. For the national servicemen, anyway, the regulars got three times as much pay as a national serviceman, so they could afford these slightly better cigarettes.
Just a bit. Are you going to go up the other way, Harold?
Yes, I've got a list. I've got brands and quality as my next item. The top, the poshest ones I could think of were Passing Cloud. Has anyone ever seen?
Mum used to smoke a Sobrani.
Yes, I was going to say that.
Yes.
Yeah. Balkan Sobrani.
Yeah, right, there we are. You've only two I'd completely overlooked.
My grandmother used to smoke Du Maurier.
Oh, yes, yes.
I think it was in the red cardboard, yes, sort of thing that opened up a bit like that's a cigarette it. Case. Yes, so I remember that. It's a
sign of class, that was.
Oh, was it? All right.
Mum used to smoke
Sobrani. That's my next one on the list.
With a holder.
But that's a very specialist.
And I used to look at these cigarettes because they were beautiful colours. You know, there's pink and purple and... Yeah. Oh, I used to think they were gorgeous, and she looked so... Because it was a sophisticated thing to do in those days.
Yes.
Smoke these coloured cigarettes.
I can't remember the smell of those. What were they like? I don't know, I just
like the look of them. I can't remember, because she never smoked them...
With me there.
I just saw them in the box and thought how lovely they were.
Yeah. Well, this... my boss, when I worked in Whitehall, who was the Air Ministry's liaison man with the Buckingham Palace, you know, he had a flower in his lapel, and he used to think he was the cat's whisker. He smoked Passing Cloud, and you could smell him coming down the corridor, because it was a distinctive smoke. Yeah. Okay.
Grandfather smoked Consulate, which were menthol cigarettes.
Oh, right. Well, that's slightly outre.
Which also seemed a bit of a contradiction, really.
Yes.
Clearly your lung. Yeah.
And I can also remember a chap who worked at the infirmary. He was one of the administrators, who was a Greekophile, I'd call him. Every summer he went off to Greece, and he came back with Greek cigarettes. And he closed his office door and he started smoking and it crept out into the corridor. Most strong, vile smell.
Yeah. Yeah. How about the French ones?
They're light compared with Greek.
But that was a sign of a sophisticated. If you saw Gaulois, it meant you'd travelled and been to France.
That's it, a man of the world.
That's right, yeah.
Yes.
There was a pasha, wasn't there? One called a pasha.
Yeah, what was it like?
I think that was Turkish, actually. Yeah. It was Turkish.
Horrible smell, I think.
Pasha as well.
They were rather sophisticated. Dunnell were a very sophisticated...
But they wouldn't be Turkish. Well, they might import...
Well, there was a...
They might sort of dress it up as if... Yeah. Yes, but Dunnell is definitely British, isn't it?
Oh, a British firm,
yes.